following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Welcome, Refuge family and visitors of Refuge. Good to have you with us today, Monday. Fireside chat and first one of the week. Looking forward to hearing it myself. I'll be sitting here in this empty sanctuary with Pastor Jonathan to listen in with you. And just wanted to run a couple things by you real quickly before I turn it over to him for today's chat. One of which, I guess, to interrupt myself and where I was going with this, I should have mentioned to you that if you've never listened to our fireside chats, they were designed and intended and still intended to be a brief encouragement during the week and weekday chats in light of the times that we're living with the coronavirus and how that's affecting us financially and otherwise, and just the concern of will I catch it and what happens and what's happening to my job and such. And lots of emotions up and down right now, understandably. So to have this just a solid foundation of a relationship with the Lord and His Word, the encouragement from His Word is so important. So that's why we're doing these, and Jonathan will have a timely word for us here in a moment. Secondly and lastly, just an update for you, Refuge family, the Monday, Tuesday food distribution is we're getting more and more food, and so we want more and more of our Refuge family to avail themselves of that, right? I know just in talking with a few of you even today, your full-time job is now part-time. This is for you. Just come on down. The Lord's provided. We've got a great staff of volunteers. They're wearing their masks. They're doing their due diligence, but they're bagging up food for you, and it's great stuff that the Lord's provided. Really is. So please, Monday and Tuesday, 11 to 12, that's for you, Refuge family. We'll still do the general public in the afternoons on Monday and Tuesday, but this is for you, 11 o'clock. Even have some masks for you. So if you need a mask, we've got that for you. All right. So peeking around the corner here, Jonathan, take it away.
Thank you, Alan. Hey, good afternoon, Refuge and everybody who's visiting. Jonathan, I'm the family pastor here at the church. And today I wanted to come to you and just share with you a thought on the ideas of reflection and meditation. You know, while we're going through this time, it's providing a lot of opportunity for us to maybe reconsider, rethink how we're going about life. I know one of the things that I've really enjoyed recently, just being on lockdown, is spending a lot more time with my kids. Recently, me and my son have started to watch and go through all the Lord of the Rings movies, and then download the audiobook and start listening to that. And interesting, too, we started listening to watch the Christopher Robin movie, the new Disney one, and then downloaded some of the Winnie the Pooh audiobooks and started listening to that as well. Because as a young man, he's only 6 years old, very much a young man, it's really important to me that he just, what's built into him is going to be that sweetness, that comfort, that softness that some of those stories provide. And I think that's so important. Sometimes when we look at those stories, as popular as what they are, even things like Winnie the Pooh, and you think about Winnie the Pooh, and you think, man, he's a silly bear that eats honey, and it's, you know, it's a child's thing, it's a preschool thing. Something that you don't really maybe think about or consider all that often, but many of those stories, like Lord of the Rings, you have the Chronicles of Narnia, you have things like Winnie the Pooh, those were written by men who fought in both great wars. And I think that's important to understand, is that sometimes the innocence of a story, the reflections, the simplicity, the meditations that kind of come out of those stories, the pauses in those moments, those are built in there by men who had experienced a great deal of hardship in life. And I believe they arrived at a point where they understood that really, the simplicity of story, the simplicity of just simple thoughts are really where really the essence of life is at, and how much that agrees with Scripture. So what I want to talk with you today about reflection, about meditation. I want to talk to you about that pause, about that moment of sweetness and understanding really the nature of who God is and His Word. And before I do that, I want to share one more thing about two pastors that I listened to recently. It was a video. Two very well-known pastors wrote tons of books. They were talking about if they were to go back in ministry and they were to do it again, both these pastors said, you know, in their time growing up and doing ministry and kind of pioneering and writing books and establishing churches and movements, that introspection wasn't very much a part of their faith. And that really caught me off guard when I listened to them say that, because these two pastors are very, very well known. And the idea of introspection, meditation, reflection, pause, simplicity of the inner heart of man, where a lot of those stories come from, that's very much the way that when I read scripture, that's what I see all over the place. And I look at it and I think, you know, you can read the Bible all you want or all you need, and you can study it to no end. You can open up all of the scriptures and you can break down all of the history, the historical content, the symbolism of this and that. But I look at it and I think of it very much like this little tool that I have right here, which is a great tool. I actually used this on myself last week because I had to check something. But this is a stethoscope. And if you see this, play doctor, maybe when you're a kid or if you are a doctor. We have a few people in our ministry, your nurses and doctors. You know what this is. It's a great tool. Listen to respirations and your heartbeat. And then here we have a blood pressure cuff. You strap this around your arm, you pump it up, and you get to listen to your blood pressure. Now, here's the thing. I can know a lot about these types of tools. I can study these tools, the way that they work, the gauges, the numbers, how the air pumps in and out, and what it's supposed to do. I can understand exactly what a stethoscope does on how I can take a stethoscope and I can put it right here and I can listen to the beat of my heart or I can listen to my lungs. I can understand a lot of these tools. And it's great, I can study all these tools, but they're not really effective unless I put them on and actually start using them. And I actually apply the tool to my own body. And I think that scripture's very much that same way. Meditation, reflection, pause is a way that we are encouraged constantly throughout scripture to make sure that we're applying the Word of God to our mind and our heart, the sweetness of God's Word, the simple stories that are within God's Word, that we look at those stories, we meditate on those stories, sometimes the simplicity of what they are, not just knowing all the facts and all the little details and who went where and did what, but actually took a moment and paused and really thought about the deep meaning and the importance behind them. Here are a few verses I want to read for you that Scripture says about meditation and about pause. It says this, Psalm 19:14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Psalm 104:34, "Let the meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord." Psalm 16:8, "I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." So not just a morning devotional time or an evening devotional time or even an afternoon devotional time like this, but continually allowing the Lord to be in your mind and in your heart and your thoughts. And then Philippians 4:8 says this, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good rapport, if there is any excellence in anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." So I think when we read through Scripture, we see a continued theme, and Jesus even repeats this theme, this concept, this idea, the idea of that your inmost being, who are you inside of you, inside of the physical person that you are, you see in the mirror right there. Who are you? What is going on there? Are you approaching Scripture as if it's a good tool that you know a lot about? Are you actually taking the time to be quiet, to pause for a second, and actually use it on your own heart? Are you actually taking that time to reflect on what Scripture says and apply it to yourself, the inner you, the inmost being of you? Are you doing that? So, so important. Thinking about the idea of being introspection or having introspection, reflection and meditation and pausing and dwelling on the simplicity of God's word, on the things that are honorable, the things that are right, the things that are pure, the things that are lovely, the very nature of who God is himself. Just think about that concept, ultimate perfection, ultimate love, ultimate joy, ultimate peace, the very nature of who God is. Do you take time to dwell just on that? On just thinking about that and how and who you should be in light of that. That can be difficult. So I wrote down a couple of things that are just practical ways or things that you can do that you can apply to yourself today and really this upcoming week when you think about pausing and meditating. What does meditating look like? What does pausing look like? It looks like this. Make sure that you have a prayer life. Not just a prayer life where you go to a prayer meeting. Not a prayer life where you're praying around the dinner table with your family. Not a prayer life where you're on a Zoom meeting, if you can get on one of those right now. But as Jesus would put it, make sure that you have a prayer life that is your prayer life, a secret prayer life, a prayer life that you don't have to shout to the world that you have, a prayer life that you don't have to tell everybody else that you did your morning prayer, a prayer life that you don't have to share with everybody else, but you have a prayer life with just you and the Lord. Do things in secret, in your mind. Do things like thinking about forgiveness, those people that you have a hard time forgiving in your life who have done those things that are wrong to you, the things that you know that are not right. Make it a purpose right now, today, that you take some time to pause, to dwell on the loving, kind, gentle nature of God, the forgiveness of God, and allow the forgiveness of God to flow into your mind and to forgive those people, even if you aren't in touch with them even anymore, or if you don't even talk to them anymore. Make sure you're taking time to forgive them inside your own mind and heart. And if you have the ability, reach out to them and let them know. And last but not least, and this is one of the things I think we need to be really careful about right now, is that, yes, life has completely slowed down. We aren't going from work. We aren't going to schools. We aren't going back and forth and traveling on the roads and traffic and on freeways. And we have limited our movement, which is great. But at the same time, there's an opportunity for a great deeper connection with the Lord, and there's also a danger, is that we are more reliant on technology now than what we have ever been before. And I have found myself recently that in the absence of going to work and in the absence of traveling down the road and going from one thing to another, is I have found myself more glued to and attached to the devices that are around me than ever before. During this time, make sure you take time to shut things off, to just pause, to be quiet, to shut off the news, to shut off all distractions, and take time just to pause and think about God's word, to think about the nature of God, to have that quiet life, to really slow down, to really, really take time and reflect and do some introspection, some internal thinking of what's going on inside your mind and what's going on inside your heart. So that's my word that I have for you guys today. Scripture teaches us a lot about meditation, about introspection, about reflection. And if those aren't common words in your vocabulary when it comes to teaching or thinking about the Bible and thinking about Jesus, I would ask you to please go reconsider how you approach the Word of God, because it is a very introspective, meditative, reflective, and what we'd say, spiritual book. Let's make that our purpose. Let me go ahead and pray for us today. Father, I thank you so much. Lord, I thank you for everybody who's on the other side of this camera right here, who's not in the church, knowing that as the day goes on, the frustrations of the morning and the ongoing frustrations of the day can weigh so heavily on our minds. May we learn the skill set of shutting all of our distractions off, Lord, looking at your word, studying your word, not just for the intellectual knowledge of it, Father, but for the deep spiritual work that it needs to do in each and every single one of us, Lord. And may this time be a time of incredible growth as we allow that to happen in all of our lives. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.